right, we're going to play a fun little game for Jelly Roll tickets called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Sally, wink, wink, from Butchel.
Hi, Sally. Sally is working right now. She doesn't want the boss to know what's happening.
Why are you out in her already?
Her name's not Sally, so we don't know who she is.
I mean, we do know who she is. We're keeping her anonymity.
That's right. Quote Sally. We're glad you're here, though. The job can wait. It can.
That's right. So when we say Sally's got blonde hair, drives his Honda, is a stay-at-home mom, and has been taken for too long, it could be anybody.
It could be anybody at work right now.
Right, Sally?
Who shouldn't be on the radio.
Everything is
correct. I like it. We're going to make it quick, though, so you can get back to work. And no one's going to know.
Man, when you say that, sometimes.
Famous last words?
Yeah, right.
I hear you say make it quick.
Well, you are drawing it out, sir. you can control
it. So, Sally, why?
Oh, my God.
Why? With these things coming to my head. Sally, why can't we know your real name? Is it?
Because she's supposed to be working on radio right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you call in sick? Are you saying you're stuck in traffic?
All of the above.
Okay, yeah, you're probably stuck in traffic.
Yeah, you're stuck in traffic.
That seems valid. That happens.
Okay, it's a little kid, drunk adult. Kelly, explain to Sally.
Sally knows.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
How it works.
You're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out as the star of the story, a little kid or a drunk adult.
All right. Sally knows. Sounds easy. Here we go. First one.
Hey, man, I was trying to impress a group of girls, and I climbed up on them. Top of the monkey bars, slipped on the top of the monkey bars, and bit my tongue off.
Ow! Oh, dang. Ouchie.
Yeah, that is ouchie.
I mean, it feels like the natural answer is little kid because who plays on monkey bars, right?
Yeah, but, you know, when you're a drunk adult, that sounds like fun, too.
That
Sally
is
knows.
The danger of the game!
Sally knows.
Yeah. What's it going to be?
And he said a bunch of girls. I couldn't see a bunch of girls around a drunk guy getting on water. So I would say drunk, or no, what do you think? I would say little kid.
Little kid.
Little kid. I think so, too. Like, let's go with the obvious answer on that, because I like your logic.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
Needless to say, I was a little kid.
Okay, then. Obvious answer.
Obvious worked out that time.
Got it.
There it is.
And they started talking, and I paid attention to them more than I was paying attention to what I was doing.
Uh-oh.
Flipped on the top of the monkey bars. Ooh. And bit my tongue off. Thank
Ooh.
You.
Ah.
That's got hurt.
Yeah, and as a boy, you also have to be really careful on the monkey bars, too, right? Like, you flip them, fall on something.
Wait, what? On the monkey bars? Aren't the monkey bars on you hang from?
You do hang from them, but then also you can like crawl on. There's this big dome thing I crawled on.
Oh, are you talking about like if we crawled on top of the monkey bars?
Yes, exactly.
Then what would happen?
Yes, you got to be careful about that too.
Oh, okay.
There's lots of ways you can injure yourself on monkey bars.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys are one for one. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
My crush busted me naked pogo sticking.
Ah.
Naked pogo sticking?
Who hasn't done that?
Me. I have not done that.
Yeah, I want to say crush. I want to say kid because I don't know why a drunk adult with pogo sticking.
Right. So you're saying kid again?
Yeah, I want to say kid.
Why is he naked? See, the naked part for me is pointing me in the direction of naked of drunk adult.
Okay.
The naked part.
Okay, we'll go with drunk adult.
All right.
Are you switching teams? Okay.
Yeah, so Sally's being swayed by Kelly.
Let's hope it's for a good reason.
Saying drunk adult. Both of you say it.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes, that's right. Drunk adult, naked pogo sticking, why not?
Why not?
That's a Friday night.
A few of us got hammered and decided to see who could pogo stick the longest naked. Stupid college, you know. It was that night, we were in the back alley, and around the corner comes the girl I had the biggest crush on with a few of her friends to see what all the noise was. Yeah, I guess my naked pogo skills didn't impress her, and I blew my chance.
We're in a back alley, naked pogo sticking?
I mean, to be fair, you're not going to do it. Like in a parking lot.
What? Okay. I'm just...
Kelly, I don't know if I need to explain the male anatomy to you, but if you're naked and pogo sticking, things are going to be on display.
I don't want to think about it, but why are we in the back alley?
Boys will be boys, right,
okay.
Kelly?
All right.
Let's not ask questions.
Next story. We're doing really well at this
All right.
game,
yeah,
by the way.
Sally, you're 2 for 2. Here
Take
we go.
Five.
Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I ended up having to pee in the sink so I would not pee on myself.
Oh.
This okay. feels like a bridesmaid's moment.
It kind of does. Look away! Look away!
Exactly. Not as precarious, though. What do we think?
I want to know more information. Where was he? I want to say a little kid.
All right, you're going to say a little kid.
I'll go with you on that. That seems like it's feasible.
It seems like a little kid. I've never...
You know what? A real quick tangent.
You have a story related to this?
Yeah. So there was, we had a trash can in our bathroom that we kept discovering someone was peeing in, and we're like, what the heck? How? And then, my twins at the time, they were blaming it on the dog. Turns out, while Isabella was on the toilet, Sophia would use the trash can.
So they were like so in sync as twins, they had to go to the bathroom at the same time, and one couldn't wait for the other one
right,
to be done.
Right. So,
what the heck?
So I'm saying that as a almost corroborating your, hey, it could be a little kid.
Okay. So are we all on team little kid for this one?
Yeah.
I feel like we are.
I think so. Is that what you said, Sally, right?
Yes.
All right, little kid. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
It was more like a bridesmaid's moment.
Yeah, it was.
My sister and I both really had to use the restroom really, really badly. And we were at White Castle, and we fought over the bathroom, and she won the toilet. And so I ended up having to pee in the sink so I would not pee on myself.
Hang on a second. Did she just admit to peeing in the sink at White Castle?
White Castle. White Castle.
Oh,
her sister won the toilet. Congratulations.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm going to have to pee in the sink.
Yep.
Oh.
All right. Well, hey, Sally, congratulations. You win, all right?
Yay! Okay.
Yay!
Now you can go back to work.
And look at that. Traffic's starting to clear up.
You're going to get to work.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. All right, cool. Sally, we just need you to hang on the line. Just another quick sec. We got to get a little more information from you. But appreciate you hanging out with the show this morning.
Thank you. Yes.
May you not have to pee in sinks today.
Never know. Day's young. All right. Hang on, Sally. Hang on.
Oh, we need more stories like that. That is how this bit lives. So if you have one you think can fit, just give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.